안녕.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, May 4th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me my regular Thursday co-host, back with us, folks, a Dutch citizen broadcasting from the south of France, Wilhelm Velderhof. Wilhelm, welcome. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Hi, Richard. Good to be back with you. Yeah, I can hear you well. Hope you can hear me well as well, that the audio is not giving too much problems, but good to be with you.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're coming through pretty clear today, and that is good. And so, yeah, well, what has been in the news circulating over there in your neck of the woods, over there? I don't know, have you kept up with the media at all? How was your, happy birthday, by the way. You had your birthday this past week, and then we missed you for the show last Thursday.
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, that was, I always forget everybody's birthday, including my own. But last week I thought, oh, maybe it's a good opportunity to invite some people from here around, because people are very much in their bubble here, which has a good thing, but there's a great people. So we had a meeting here and just people coming here, and we just had a really great time, actually, with an interesting mix of people. So, that passed really well. So that was really, it was a good day, actually. It was a very precious day, and saw some people here, because you never see the people here. Sometimes you see them on the market here, but people are quite in their own bubble here. But so it was really good. People were, it was good to connect, reconnect with some people, and there were not many people, like 10 people just here outside, and we talked about everything, and it was a really good meeting. So thanks for asking. Yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, well, no, that's great to hear that something went so well, you planned, and certainly connecting with like-minded folks, that is something most of us don't do nearly enough of these days.
And it was sort of like people coming out of a lockdown almost. When they left, I started during the day. People just came. Just my neighbor, she's 85, she's a lady of 85. I had a friend from Holland over here. He just came here just to visit me, because he thought, I know him from college, from school, high school, and he just left Holland and he came just to see me, because he thought I was not doing well, because I'm not anymore engaging in any sort of activism or political, just trying to change things or share things. So he thought, are you okay, actually? So he came here to check me. So he was here, and some farmer people over here, which you hardly don't see, and, you know, good people. So, and when they left, it was like they almost came out of a lockdown almost. So it was a really good good move, because I'm not like a social guy in the sense that I like at parties or birthdays or things like that, but it was good. It was very fruitful, for sure. And that was good it was a nice day. It was a nice experience. So I haven't been much on the news. I look at the news from an from a distance. I mean, it's insane. I watch the news in Holland. I mean, we now have Zelensky visiting Holland during tomorrow. It's the big memorial of the Second World War in Holland every year, 5th of May. And now Zelensky is joining. So that creates a lot of tension and division and everything. I mean, it's getting more insane, the news. Besides what's real and what's not real, it's just getting out. It's just fragmenting. It's just fragmenting and turning into in a sort of chaotic thing, you know. So I'm happy that I'm not very much engaged into activism. While it's good to connect with people like you in a channel and people call in and connect with some like-minded people, you know. So that's very precious. So thanks.
Yes, but it can get a bit overwhelming. Too much engagement with the populace and these increasingly engineered times we live in, with the ever increasing insanity in just everyday lives that people are expected to treat as the normal. You know, I mean, so many different things these days. It seems it's accelerating. It's just on how many different topics people are. Well, what's the word that it came from? A film, a gaslighting, where you know, if everyone else acts like, oh, it's the normal way, you must be crazy if you think differently. You know, and so, you know, it's a very much at the time where beyond certain productive interactions, a lot can just seem like wasted energy. And unfortunately, you know, because I mean, you don't really want to, give up in some sense. But I mean, I don't know, you redirected a lot of your energy, perhaps from an earlier time where you spent more time sending links on social media to awaken people and this sort of thing. I noticed a headline here, the number of jailed journalists reaches a record high. We just had some acknowledgement of World Press Freedom Day, okay, but the State Department refused to acknowledge Julian Assange as a journalist, for that matter. I heard about some buildings getting stormed. I can't find the one article on it, but these were all in France, and I was curious for some more of your interpretation. I can't find the one more recent one. Who am I thinking of? Was it like perhaps like BlackRock, I want to say, or something that? But I mean, I had this other one where like a Louis Vuitton building and that. But no, since then there was something more significant. I believe I read BlackRock building in the news. Yeah, I mean, could you confirm further? I mean, yeah, it's definitely more than the pension reforms, of course. I mean, the overall inflation, war agenda, the EU as a whole, right? And then this these green agendas and just all the poverty with the restrictions related to the EU, isn't that part of the protest? As well as the demographic change, you know, this anti-white agenda in these white European, well, in France.
Well, yeah, I mean, these protests are very ongoing. Last weekend, there was a massive protest in the countrywide, actually, in Lyon, in Paris, in other big cities, still ongoing protests, and turning quite violently also. But if I look at these protests, and I've joined these protests many times, actually, before, and if I see the comments in the certain groups, you know, I'm in certain Telegram groups of people in France joining there and then reporting from there. And it doesn't go anywhere. And of course, there are many people over there probably protesting against the government. They're just protesting against all these policies of the government. They cannot cope anymore. Life has become impossible for them to bear with the financial, on a financial perspective, trying to cope and trying to deal with it and trying to get with, come through all this crisis, so-called crises. And now they reach a point that there is no, nothing anymore to lose. They don't. There are many people who just lost everything. They cannot continue with their life anymore because of financial reasons. Because all the all these policies are very suicidal and very destructive and tyrannical. But if you look at the protests, they are being contained by the government, by the system. So there is a lot of confusion within the police force. You see a lot of police just, you know, they in fighting with all these protesters. But there are many agent provocateurs. There are many Antifa government intelligence operating groups who are instigating the violence. I've seen it myself, not once, but more than once, also in Holland. So this is a pattern. So it, for me, it looks like they're trying to maintain this because it's a very, you know, for the government, this is perfect. They will use this to instigate more rules, more authority for the police, more, you know, they portray this as being violent protesters, just looking for violence. So this is going to be used like all revolutions in history, actually, if you look at it, especially in France. The Second France Revolution was completely co-opted and instigated from outside, actually. And then the people with their, you know, their problems and their towards the government, they will join this, these groups of protesters. But this is a perfect place for the government to monitor, to map people, to track people, and to contain them there and to wear them out. It's very exhausting, actually. If you go there to a protest, it's like you're going to a football game. It's useless. You scream for your football team, and then you leave. Which the whole football bread and circus concept is also created. But these protests, they serve a very specific goal, and it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that's just my perception of it. That France is going to be a sort of ground zero for some kind of collapse in the sense of civil unrest or whatever they will portray, because there are still many quite big protests ongoing every weekend or every day almost in some big cities in France. And the violence, and if you see the people, I mean, they are not protesters, they are not from the people, they're completely masked in black, they have these black, what is it called? These groups of Antifa, you don't see them, they're masked, and they instigate violence in a way that you think, what is this? This is not going anywhere, you know, especially these last protests in France as well with all these fires. So I think this is a tool. It's a tool which is being used by the government to just wear people out. It's sort of pressure relief valve to give people the illusion that people are standing up and then they don't have a plan. For sure, if you see, and then you see all these comments of people that say, "Wow, that's good. The French, they know how to revolt." No, they don't. Actually, they're just protesting for more tyranny, because that's the result of it. It's just a problem which is created, and then the government will step in with more tyrannies. You know, so it doesn't go anywhere. These protests. That's not the real source or the real ground where real resistance is starting. I think it's more coming from the countryside of people you don't see. They live their lives in a certain way, and I see it here around me in a certain way. That's why it was good to see these people on my birthday. I hardly see these people, but they are just solid people standing their ground with their family. They have their ground, their land, they're working, and they whether they're aware of all this stuff or whether or not, no, they're sort of autonomous. They have, it's a sort of community thing, and I think these protests in the big cities, they serve as a tool for the system to install or to instigate, implement more tyranny, more control, or martial law conditions, you know, all these kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's still ongoing, it's still in the big cities. For as far as we can also judge, because online it's very difficult to discern what's real and what's not real, and also the context or the perception of it. But yeah, I think it's still, these protests are not helping us in a certain way.
No, that helps clear it up, I think, for a lot of us here in the States who would not know to interpret it the way you describe. But it's because, yes, I saw another reference on May Day, that there was a May Day protest slash riot, revolution, as they're calling it, in Paris. And, yeah, like you mentioned, a lot of these seem to be agent provocateurs paid by some NGO or even the government and authorities to cause trouble, havoc, create a negative association in the so-called optics, as they like to say, right, of protesters, and to make it seem like, you know, just criminal troublemakers, and no good could ever come of it, as a precedent for the authoritarian steps they can take to retaliate, and in future to not, no longer allow such further repression of freedom of speech.
Yes, exactly. It's right what you say. And these protests, this is for a lot of people the only tool they have. They think the only method of rebellion is protest against the government. Well, that doesn't work. This is a worn-out strategy. It's or not even a strategy. This is sort of an instinctive reaction. If you depend on the system, well, then your only tool for rebellion is protest against the system. But that will not go anywhere, because the system will give more system. They give more system in the sense of and for the masses, they are not aware of this. They think these protesters are insane, or these are just weird people, you know. Now it's just upside down. The people who protest, they are really for freedoms and our rights. I've seen it with my friend who came here and who I know from high school. He's completely a systemite. He thinks, he says it also. Sometimes we hit these points because I don't say anything anymore. He says, I'm looking for stability. And, I mean, he's vaccinated all over the place. Now he's going to Bali, vaccinated three times more. And he says, if I follow this, do my things, and he has his money, and he's, you know, so he's secure. His bubble is still secure. And it gives him stability. And most people are in that mindset because they need this external protector or to continue their comfort zone bubble. And that's, of course, the core issue. And then the people who rebel, they only have one sort of source or tool to go, which is protesting against the system in this way. Well, if you go with 3 million people, maybe it will change things. You occupy the whole building, including police. Maybe that will happen, that a lot of police will join the people, but that's not happening now, at least. So that's also, of course, why AI is setting in. I mean, AI is also making moves rapidly, censoring, and it's ridiculous online. Really on the ground, it's not happening yet. All these people have their lives; they're being paid by the system. So it's going to be a crash, and then it's a crisis, a new crisis, and then there's going to be a solution, and then the majority of the people will happily accept the solution which is being offered by the government. This Hegelian dialectic is just ongoing everywhere, and protests or, you know, mass protests are part of it. It's a tool. It's just a playing card which is being used. But if you are in the countryside and people don't go out, they're just on the markets, they have their land, they have their family, they stand their ground. And you still have that on the countryside in certain areas, and especially in the United States. I'm saying it over again. You have the Second Amendment. I think that's a major obstacle for this fall of the West. And there's a new level of attack coming on the Second Amendment, for what I see coming. And people fall for it, many people. But I think it's... it's very crucial obstacle. You should pressure that.
Oh, all very well said. I hear the break music. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And on the same topic, I have another article closer to your, more closely related to your home country, but well, I don't know. I'm curious for more of a how did you explain to this person who said, yeah, they wanted to check on you that you were okay. You haven't been posting as much information out there as you had in the past. And you see, like you described in the last segment, how much protests are co-opted and nothing more than a little more than a pressure release valve at best and at worst. Set negative precedents for the establishment to enforce more totalitarian response and prevention of such in the future. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what would you say, that it's hopeless? I mean, to get any group of people at least to, you, of course, are one who, among others, advocate improving through yourself. And your own life, what you have control over, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, I always compare it to, it's really good to compare life with aviation. And I mean, I did my effort to change things in activism, at conferences, websites, and all this stuff. And now we are at a point, like in aviation, and that's how I see it. We've passed the point of no return. That doesn't mean that all things are, there's nothing else. I mean, we just passed the point of no return. We're dealing with severe psychopathy in this system, who are making policies, who are controlling things, who are not controlling things, but who are deciding which policies are being implemented in all sectors of the society now, with this woke religion, all kinds of religious insane notions, and people are being driven from that. And on the other hand, they're being driven by fear, of course, because people are confused and they are in fear on a deeper level. Most people are not aware of it, and they think that they're doing the right thing, whether it's climate or whether it's immigration or whatever. When they support the system, then it's okay, they're being rewarded. But in aviation, if you have passed the point of no return, it doesn't mean that you will crash. It's just that you can't go back. You cannot go back to the point of departure. You cannot go back to an airport before this point of no return. Because if you go back, you don't have enough fuel for it. So you have to continue towards destination or an alternate destination. And whether it's bad weather there or whatever is on the route, technical problems, you have to continue or you will just crash in the ocean. It's mostly above the oceans. And I think this is very comparable to where humanity is at this state, where we are at this moment. So you have to make other decisions. Your whole failure management, your whole perception of the reality has to change. You have to look at different things for survival and make another strategy, you know, before you can just try to change things or have monitoring different systems or parts of life. But now you have to look at different things because we have passed this point of no return. It's clear that we are being ruled by insane people, and this will become worse. It's not going to become better. Or look for this external savior in whatever way, whether it's religion or in politics or a leader or any form of authority, is not going to happen. So but it's also a window of opportunity, as always. It's, you have to let go. So you have to let go of certain, strains with attachments, with ego, whatever, what you're doing. You know, you have to change your strategy a little bit. So it's not a hopeless thing. I don't like the word hope or faith or these things. No, it's reality. And I think we are in a fragmenting reality. It's collapsing. The West is especially collapsing. We are being targeted with this by whatever force, but it's going by itself as well, because many people are just driven by insane ideas in this identity politics, or they identify with anything which they not, and the division is just increasing. So you have to turn back inside more and look around you and more little framework with people around you and make a plan according to these conditions. But there are still conditions which offer us huge opportunities. It's not a hopeless thing. That's of course, very important to stress. If you look at the news, all that stuff, no, it's that's not helpful in a certain way. But that's why I met these people on my birthday, which I never see, because they're always we're all in our cocoon, including myself, and very much difficulties with seeing people. But it's good to see people and to connect with people, because then you are in real connection with other people, and then you get a different view of reality as well.
Absolutely. It can help reset your perception. We'll be back, folks. Stick around.
Yeah! I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And we are back beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. Just a couple of quick headlines here. UN Secretary laments the world is not adopting sustainable development goals. Calls for a new commitment. And over in France, I don't know how much this is actually the case, but allegedly, Macron signals France having a departure from the U.S. sphere of influence. And, well, regarding my reference to your Dutch homeland in particular, because, yeah, I do see that they are complaining the green agenda doesn't have as much in Europe adhering to their goals as not nearly as much as they would like, from France to Germany, the number of countries for that matter. But they're still shutting down nuclear plants. France, Germany just had his last one allegedly shut down over there. And of course, the CO2 scam, now expanding to nitrogen, as you well know, Wilhelm. And so the nitrogen is the big claim here regarding the farmers in Holland. Evidently, there's a new push now. The EU is now backing this scheme. Breitbart was reporting on this. EU backs Dutch scheme to forcibly shut down thousands of farms. The European Commission in Brussels backed a scheme by the government in the Netherlands under Prime Minister Mark Rutte would see thousands of farms shut down in order to comply with EU climate goals. On Tuesday, the governing arm of the European Union officially threw its support behind plans by the Dutch government to buy out thousands of farmers from their lands in order to meet the EU's Natura 2000 scheme and protect certain environments. The plan, which would offer farmers 120% of the value of their farm, could see some 3,000 so-called peak emitters of nitrogen shut down. And they said it's unclear whether the EU would permit such a scheme, as it could have potentially fallen afoul of regulations surrounding state aid or subsidies. However, Brussels said that the plans were necessary and appropriate as they met the broader goals of the European Green Deal. I don't know, any further comment on the Green Deal and all these machinations, Willem?
Well, you know, it's all based on a lie. There is no problem with the climate, and all these different they come up on top of all on the big lie that there is something wrong with the climate. First is CO2, now is nitrogen, then it was global cooling, now it's global warming, now it's climate change. So if you pump this in the system with the people, especially on schools, I mean, in France alone, there are up to 100,000 children taking antidepressants, which are related with the fear of that we will not live within 10 years because of climate scare, climate fear porn. So this is all on top of a big lie. And that's for most people impossible to comprehend that this is all based on a lie. Same with this COVID scam, this whole COVID scam. And then you get all the new information. Oh, there was a virus from Wuhan. It's escaped there and all these different theories or notions coming on top of it, but it starts with a big lie, let alone if there is a virus at all, but that's a different discussion. So Holland serves as a sort of same as Ireland now with the immigration over there and the legislation which they are installing there. It's a big example, and most people think that there is something wrong with the climate. So, it's insane. We're dealing with clear insanity. It's like a big mental clinic where you live in. The system, it has become an open mental MK Ultra clinic with insane people who are in so-called control of this fragmenting thing. If you look at the East, India, China, or the Middle East, is booming. If you see what they are creating, or creating new airlines, airports, power, coal power centrals, it's booming. While the West is just committing suicide, literally in your face with these policies, and that's not worldwide.
Yes, they just had a trucker in Canada who participated in the trucking convoy protest some 12 months ago. They just arrested him just now because evidently some protests are building up in Canada over the inflation. And so, of course, perfect timing to intimidate the public by picking on some of these people, these truckers who, expressed their freedom of speech. Writes 1 year ago, and they're claiming that the civil liberties have to be removed. In Canada, we have. I'm sorry. What were you going to add, Willem?
Yeah, well, and that's besides AI is now online, just censoring people with all these bots and all this disinfo, whatever is happening there, and most people don't see it. there's another level of censorship, and nobody's liable for this censorship. It's just ongoing, and most people don't have a clue. My friend here, he doesn't know the channel BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, all these things, or let alone all these people in the alternative. He doesn't know these people, and he's representing the mass of the people, and they are looking for security, and they will look to the state. So that's ongoing, and this is an insane, dangerous group of people, actually. So we have to change our focus of attention in this bad weather. That's for sure.
Yes. And, here was that article. Public Health Agency of Canada report calls for toppling of capitalism and liberty to combat climate change. Big surprise. Again, climate change, the excuse to take away our freedoms. Well, it's more of the same no matter which nation we look at, especially in Europe, UK, and the United States. Let's go to the phones. I see we have some callers building up. Well, Patrick in Texas. Patrick, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Speaking of Canada, they failed with their truckers' strike there. They were just, they just took their damn vehicles from them. But there are some guys who've been up their league for a while. William James, a warrior, calls is the name of his channel, and he got Hammerhead Garage. And they're all touting this common law, and because Canada does not have a bill, a constitution, as they say, they're just I don't know what they're under. They're under like a Commonwealth law or something from Britain, but Europe. It was like all of Europe was under common law. England, absolutely, and in Germany was under okay. But they've taken that away. But about what to do about this stuff. Like in America, they had the Dick Act about 1945, where they took the power of the militia from the local group and moved it into made the National Guard out of it. You never stripped control of that. But Nick Griffin in England, he says like he touts the nice temper as being some kind of solution. And he says, he was a minister of parliament for many years till Farage, was brought in to take him out. He says, we go to Hungary and build, gyms and armories, and then if we want to come back, take England, take it back. But the thing for sure is that, we're going to have to organize under a different system. They got the militia out of our control. They've taken all of the England is he knows it's gone. That's why he says go to Hungary, and join the Templars. Now France, they were they used the magazines to create the bloody terror to go against the monarchy, and South Africa. They got a guy named Hein Mark that's using the same process the Confederate States did to secede from the country of South Africa. And there's a lot of things going on. Of course, we're not known. We don't have access to none of that through our controlled media. But one thing is, you look at Nick Griffin. He knows it's gone. He didn't say stay there and fight or do anything. He said, let's go to Hungary, and then come back. It's that bad. And I'm afraid that probably France and Paris is just as bad as London. And over to y'all.
Yes, and I did track down the reference I made a little earlier. Protesters in France on April 20th, this was reported, protesters in France have stormed Euronext, the Paris Stock Exchange, and not long ago before that, they stormed the headquarters of BlackRock. But again, Wilhelm spoke in the first segment about protests and how they get co-opted and presented in a negative way. But regarding Patrick's points here, Wilhelm, would you like to comment?
Well, yeah, I really like Patrick's comments about common law. It's very aligned with natural law principles, and that's And that's, of course, the root cause of the problem. We live in total opposition. Most people don't have any notion of their rights, let alone that they're being violated constantly, or any constitution or any concepts like that, or natural law principles, common law. But in France, you still have this, and I really like this, the idea of militias, and you still have that in France. You don't see it. They don't go to these protests. It's a big country. It has a tribal history before this whole Christian sort of takeover of religion. There's a tribal deep history in France. And these people you don't see. They stay at their place. There are no immigrants there. It has been tried here in this region many times. It doesn't work. These people find it boring here that they leave. And they stand their ground to the point that it's being attacked. There in France, in the big cities, there are many autonomous areas which are controlled by Muslims, and they have their arms, they have everything in order. No police is coming there. They live very autonomous, which I respect, but they know how to deal with it. But I think in the shadows of this is in France at least. I mean, Holland is like a big city, and that's a different area, of course, if you live in the city to try to start militias or find militias or find people or just like-minded people like that. But I think he makes up a very big of good points, especially regarding common law.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and before we go to thank you for that call, Patrick. Will, before we go to the next call, what is your take on this whole alleged assassination attempt on Putin? From Ukraine, many are saying that if it is legit, that they would have needed help from the West, military technologies of the U.S., NATO, and then now there's someone in Russia, high ranking, I forget who, is stating, well, we should try to take out Zelensky's house or parents' house or something like that, in retaliation, look for his house to be targeted. What do you think of this? Is this something that you think is just more spin than actual legitimate?
I think it's part of this bigger theater game, which is ongoing. I don't have anything to say. Who, what, ever. We don't know. It's just another distraction and pumping up the fear with, Russia is going to be Third World War and all this stuff. I don't know. I don't have mm-hmm. anything to say about it.
Right, right. Well, next we have Timothy in Washington. Timothy, welcome. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Richard, always got a great show. And I did want to ask your guest, I wanted to do a takeoff from his point of no return. It's kind of a refreshing concept that he's putting across that we're not going back. So two areas of the point of no return, one would be worldwide economics, which is the BRICS, Russia, China, India, in other words, a no longer a unipolar economic system, but more like a bipolar or tripolar economic system that we're coming into. In other words, we've passed the point of no return. We're not going back to the old economic system. And then the second one, he may have answered it. He may have not formulated his thoughts yet. But, in light of what appears to be Putin signaling to the world a point of no return in the sense that the Russians appear to have done a false flag on themselves, signaling to the world, look, there's not going to be a rump state in Ukraine. There's too much blood, death that's happened. Putin's going to take all of Ukraine. He's not going to leave a rump terrorist state in which the West, can start bombing Russia. So I think that's the big takeaway, is that this thing that happened with the Kremlin and the drones is really, really big. But anyways, I wanted to get your guest point of no return. So we're going into a bipolar or a unipolar world, and also Russia's not going to stop. It looks like they are going to cannibalize the rest of Ukraine. What is your guest? I think it's Wilhelm. Wilhelm, what do you see? I mean, we're at the point of no return, and we got a bunch of clouds in front of us. We're going into a storm. What's next? What's next? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that's a great question. You know, from my history of, as an aviation commercial pilot, passing the point return, sometimes I've had, sometimes you hit an unexpected surprise in the form of like a squall line of thunderstorms. And at that point, you're going into, there's always, if you pass the point of no return, there's always a factor of the unknown. You don't know where this is going. You have to narrow down your scanning cycle if you're in an airplane, and you have to just strap on. You have to prepare the cabin. You're going, you have to go through. You cannot go around it. You cannot go over it. You cannot go back. You have to go through it. And you have to just trust on the plane and don't give any control inputs by humans, because then the plane, the wings will break off. You just have to narrow down your scanning cycle. That's what we have to do. Don't focus on the bigger picture or all these distractions, Putin, all these bigger things. You have to narrow down your scanning cycle and focus only in the airplane. You have to only focus on the speed. That's the only thing you do. The rest is irrelevant. Not go too fast or too slow. And that's the only thing you watch if you go through this turmoil of thunderstorms. And then if you go through it, And then you have to see what's the damage. And that's the sort of the stage where we are. So there is a very much a factor of the unknown and the bigger things. So you have, what I said, narrow down your scanning cycles, individual, in your life, food, preparation. We're going to hit some chaos for sure. We're going to hit the unknown area. So there is a very much letting go effort in this, which gives us huge opportunities as well. I think that's the major thing.
Very insightful. Thank you. And let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome. What's on your mind today, sir?
Yeah, hey, good show, Richard. Good show. Yeah, Rich, what I got to say is this. A bunch of good calls, but... Hey, Rich, I want to talk about this. You know, in the Miami Herald yesterday, they had a thing that the 90% of all the Haitians in Haiti want to get to South Florida. So what's going to happen if that were to happen, Richard? We're already looking at a disaster. And by the way, these illegal aliens and all these people that are coming into this country, like the caller called from yesterday, and I looked it up, they're living five times the footprint on this nation, Richard, five times the footprint where they come from. So they're ecologically, they're going to destroy this country much quicker. We're letting people come in here. They got toilet paper. They got to have all this stuff, Richard.
It makes me think of the no-go zones in France. You know, the Arab no-go zones in Paris and larger cities there. It sounds like that many Haitians in southern Florida. It could be like that soon. Willem, what do you think?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we are being invaded as we speak. We're being invaded. And most people don't have a notion to this. They don't see it with liberal mindset. Oh, it's multiculturalism. No, it's not. But you're going to see wars also between other groups. We had a massive engagement between Azerbaijan gangs and Muslim gangs, Algerian gangs in Lyon. This is also going to happen. But these people are sort of prepared more than the white Europeans are. They have they not have this sort of autonomous, whatever drives them to connect and be armed. And don't forget, in the United States, you have the Second Amendment. That's always, for me, it's just very high.
Very, very good. Great points, Tom. Hey, let's move fast to get through all the callers. James in Vancouver. James, welcome. What's on your mind?
I can see in Holland, the first thing they want to do is take the land away from the Dutch farmers, and they want probably to sell that land to people from overseas or whatnot. They'll be foreigners. And at the same time, they want to control the food production in Europe. So this is two things they want to do, is they want to take the land away from the Dutch people. And then the second thing is control the food. Back to you.
Willem?
Yeah, that's what's happening. And at the same time, they switch now. If you have a house, you paid for it. You paid all the mortgage of it. They switch now your house into another box in the tax system. You have to pay tax for it, which is impossible to pay for most people and farmers, and then you're being forced to take immigrants in your house. That's the new, that's the next level. If this, because there's going to be a new flow of immigrants in Holland, 100,000 being expected. There are 300,000 houses. So, yeah, it's this.
All right,
this
I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jalen.
All right. Yes, thank you. Daryl in Canada. Hey, Daryl, how's it going today? What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, thanks. I'll make it quick. Yeah, enjoy your fellow guests, your fellow Dutchman there, Wilhelm. Enjoy your commentary. Yes, protests don't work. I agree with them before. I mean, they're not anymore. Maybe they did. I think that's part of the problem. I think they saw, the West saw that some of those Muslim Spring protests were working years ago, and they said, well, not here. I mean, not even in the West, but look what the Yellow Vests. Look at the Yellow Vests. They're out there for, what, I don't know, 76 straight Saturdays or something like that, doing yeoman's work, I guess, for protests. Nothing. Nothing ever. I mean, if anything, Macron just dug in more, just like here up here in Canada with the trucker protests. I mean, they sure they revealed Justin Castro's, you know, true lineage, but they didn't do anything. He dug in, too. I mean, January 6th, the same thing. Brazil, look at the protests there. Again, nothing. It actually encouraged that loony, or whatever his name is, to crack down even harder. So, yeah, I think the government, like Wilhelm made a great point, the government actually likes this because it just gives them an open-ended excuse to do almost anything they want. Go ahead, Wilhelm.
Exactly, exactly. And that's, of course, Holland is like a big city, so the people don't have other means to, they think it's a good idea to give all the weapons and, you know, the monopoly of violence to the government and to the criminals, actually. But we don't have this spiritual sort of Second Amendment thing, and don't have a countryside. In France, it's different. It's way bigger. You have farmers, poor people, they live with nothing, so they have a sense of community. So you have to focus on that. You have to narrow down on that and make it smaller and just look, if you're living on the countryside, of course, if you're in the city, it's different. But still, you have to apply the same dynamics in a certain way.
Well, thank you for that, Daryl. Sorry, we're so short on time.
Okay, very good.
Mike? Yes, sir. Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
I'm on one of these software-defined radios. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to throw out there the cognitive dissonance of these anti-Putin people. If you're pro-Union in the American Civil War, could the Union allow the Confederates to exist? I mean, they'd be an enemy next door. So I can understand Putin not wanting to allow some kind of a rogue state right there on his southern border. I mean, they flew a drone up there, right near Moscow, two of them, I think, in the last month. So it's just kind of a contradiction, a cognitive dissonance, isn't it?
Wilhelm, you have any comment on that?
Well, yeah, maybe it is. I find it irrelevant. I find the Putin thing or what's happening over there irrelevant. It's a theater, distraction, division. And there's no savior over there. So we have to narrow our focus down on an individual level and connect with people around us and make plans. And it's still a window of opportunity, massively, when this where we're in. So it's not a hopeless thing. We have to let go as well. I think that's a good thing.
All right, well, thank you, Wilhelm, for your time today. Mike, thanks for your call. And yes, a note of optimism nonetheless, folks. Please support the station, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.